This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, July 24th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Reforms to water project permitting. Pitch to end sales tax on food. E85 bill gains speed as gas prices climb. And USDA's slam reorganization plans. Representative Adam Gray is teaming up with a Republican lawmaker on legislation aimed at speeding federal reviews for water, energy, and other infrastructure projects in the Central Valley. The measure would reform the Clean Water Act's Section 401 certification process, which allows states to review the water quality impacts of projects requiring certain federal permits. The Merced Democrat warns the process has become increasingly unpredictable, adding costs and delays for projects. His office says the bill would provide greater certainty, transparency, and consistency while preserving states' ability to protect water quality. The proposal could have implications for Central Valley projects involving water infrastructure, flood control, roads, transmission lines, and other construction that can trigger federal permitting requirements. Section 401 certification commonly applies to federal permits for dredge and fill activities, as well as hydropower facilities, pipelines, and some transportation projects. Gray argues the changes would keep Section 401 focused on protecting water quality rather than allowing the process to obstruct infrastructure development. Assemblymember Rhodesia Ranson of Stockton is pitching legislation to expand access to E85 as a pocketbook measure as California gasoline prices begin climbing again amid renewed turmoil in global oil markets. AAA putting California's average price of regular gasoline at $5.57 a gallon yesterday, up 16 cents from last week and more than a dollar above a year ago. AAA attributing the latest national increase that largely due to rising crude prices and instability around the Strait of Hormuz. Brent crude, meanwhile, topped $100 a barrel yesterday as the Middle East supply risk intensified. Ransom's AB 2046 would allow owners of compatible gasoline vehicles to install federally certified conversion systems, enabling them to run on either gasoline or E85 without obtaining additional California Air Resources Board approval. E85 sells for up to $2 a gallon less than conventional gasoline. California is the only state barring federally approved conversion kits. The lower pump price does not translate directly into equivalent savings. E85 contains less energy per gallon and generally reduces fuel economy. A proposed constitutional amendment would eliminate state and local sales taxes on nearly all food sold in California, extending the state's grocery exemption to restaurant meals and prepared foods. The California Food Tax Fairness Act, filed Wednesday by Board of Equalization candidate John Pimentel, would exempt food and beverages for human consumption, whether hot or cold, prepared or unprepared, packaged or unpackaged, and regardless of where or how sold. Alcohol, tobacco, nicotine, and cannabis products would remain taxable. The measure would also bar lawmakers and local governments from imposing replacement taxes or fees aimed predominantly at food. California exempts most grocery food from sales tax, but generally taxes hot prepared foods, restaurant meals, and food consumed on a seller's premise. Pimentel said he has made ending the sales tax on food a centerpiece of his campaign. The proposal is awaiting an attorney general title and summary before it can begin gathering signatures. Current and former USDA employees are bashing the department's reorganization plan, saying it will lead to massive departures, loss of expertise, and diminished services. On a call including reporters last night, employees past and present said that most of the personnel directed to relocate would not do so. That according to surveys conducted by their unions. A former 32-year Foreign Agriculture Service employee, Liliana Batchelder, said in a recent survey showed that only 3.8% of approximately 300 union members at FAS would relocate to Kansas City. Sharice Vaughn, a 30-year financial and business loan specialist at USDA Rural Development, said nearly two-thirds of 45 people in Rural Utilities Service and Rural Business Cooperative Service who received notices to relocate from Washington, D.C. to Dallas, quote, expect to be pushed out of their jobs. This isn't about 45 names on a spreadsheet in Washington. It's about whether the next rural town waiting on clean water gets it in time, she said. It's about whether the next small business owner in a town with no lender gets a chance at all. We build these things once. We're asking to be allowed to keep building them. We have successfully been doing this exact job from our current duty stations for years, Vaughn said. Relocating us hundreds of miles away doesn't make the work better. It just adds moving costs, resignations, and lost expertise. That's not good government. That's a waste of taxpayer dollars to solve a problem that doesn't exist. Others of speakers addressed plans to relocate employees at the Economic Research Service, Forest Service, National Institute of Food and Agriculture, and the Food and Nutrition Administration to new offices. Kevin Shea, who led the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, said the current leadership at USDA, quote, claim they're relocating employees to be closer to the farmers. Of course, over 90% of USDA employees already work somewhere other than the D.C. area, and most of the employees involved in this latest round of proposed cuts do not work directly with farmers, ranchers, or others. They provide indispensable national coordination, oversight, support, and analytical functions. A lawsuit challenging the reorganization is proceeding in federal court in California, with a hearing on a preliminary injunction set for September. Here's today's final word. This battle isn't over, and I'm not going anywhere. That acting Governor Robert Rivas pledging to fight federal health care rollbacks before he goes back to the assembly. The speaker filling in this week as Governor Gavin Newsom travels out of state. The lieutenant governor and Senate pro tem, who would normally be next in line, also left the state. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, July 24th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Allen.